It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, Election Day, November 3rd. I'm Patricia Naft. The Montrose County School District plans to pilot a new education model next year. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
The method is called STEAM. It stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math. Stephen Scheel is the superintendent of the Montrose County School District.
It's the new way of looking at STEM. STEM has been the original concept of trying to get our students, all students, into the sciences and technology and engineering and math.
STEAM includes the arts into the STEM model. Scheel says the arts are important for a well-rounded education, and that's why the district plans to pilot STEAM next year.
And we're looking at doing STEAM in both our high schools, our three middle schools, and we're planning on doing a pilot at two of our elementaries, Olathe and Northside Elementary Schools.
Through STEAM, the district hopes to partner with Colorado Mesa University so high school students can receive dual credits and earn certificates.
Our plan is that together we're going to hopefully provide those opportunities for our students in the science and technology, engineering, arts, and math, along with the career technical education programs.
Scheel says the STEAM accreditation could help students stand out in the college application process and in the job market. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
After a series of budget shortfalls, Paonia is working on a 2016 budget. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The town of Paonia, like many towns across the Western Slope, is working on its budget for next year. I sat down with town manager Jane Barry and Board of Trustees members Ross King and Charles Stewart. Barry says that in recent years, the town has struggled with budgets.
The town overall hasn't done a very good job for many years of staying within its adopted budget. In fact, the town has overspent their adopted budget in different funds, particularly the general fund, in recent years. Certainly for 2013 and 2014, the general fund spent more money than it took in revenues in the general fund and spent more money than what town boards adopted as the budget for that fiscal year. So we're hoping not to do that at the end of 2015, and we're certainly, right now, the town board will adopt a balanced budget going forward for 2016, which means we will not project spending more than what we would take in revenues.
She also says that in 2016, the practice of using reserves to pay for unexpected spending won't be an option. Paonia won't be able to cover expenses by dipping into the reserves.
There are no reserves. The general fund, as Charles just said, started out January 1st, 2015, almost $17,000 in the hole. So here during 2015 and with the budget that the board adopted last December 2014, we expected to end up 2015, hopefully on a positive note, maybe by the skin of our teeth, but to wind up on the positive side. That's critical because, again, every step builds on the one before it. As Ross just said, it is a journey. Those policy decisions, all the steps that the board will take, build upon the previous one. So deficit spending and being able to use fund balance, there are no more cash reserves. What cash there is what we term restricted. It has a designated purpose, or there's a contract or a loan that requires us to have those monies in escrow somewhere, but there are no more cash reserves.
One focus of this year's budget is water. Aside from the multi-million dollar state-mandated water improvement project, the town is also facing an aging infrastructure. Service charges will almost certainly go up, charges for sewer, trash, and water.
I will not mince words. They are significant rate increases specifically for water. You know, water is the elephant in the room. The town of Paonia is trying to provide a water system for about a 6 square mile area, not just our little half, 3/4 mile square area within the town. 33% of our customers are outside the town. We have miles and miles of raw water line that come down Mount Lamborn, our mountain springs that are the supply, our water source, the raw water for our water system. We have two water treatment plants, which I would really call to folks' attention that that is very unusual for a community our size. And why? Because we have such a huge customer base outside the town. If we were just servicing town and maybe the fringe areas, we'd have one water treatment plant, which is comparable to what other communities in this county and communities our size have. But we have two water treatment plants, which means double our operations, double our expenses. And we've got to really start to look at that in how we service the community. And we've got to start to reinvest. You know, we're up to about 86, 87 water main breaks this year. Only 8 of them have been inside town.
There will be an open meeting at the Paonia Town Hall this Thursday at 7 p.m. to discuss the rate increases. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Tune in to KVNF tonight at 6 p.m. during Local Motion to hear the full half-hour interview with Paonia's town manager and members of the Finance Committee. Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper is expanding energy efficiency rules for state government agencies. Inside Energy's Dan Boyce says the move builds upon rules put into place starting in 2003.
Governor Hickenlooper's new executive order establishes what he calls 1- and 5-year greening government goals. These require state agencies to meet new standards for energy and water efficiency, petroleum and greenhouse gas emission reductions, and buying more recycled office paper. A Greening Government Leadership Council will collect data on each goal and provide the governor with a yearly report card on progress. A 2012 report on previous state efficiency efforts found that rules implemented in 2003 led to a 21% reduction in energy use in state facilities and an annual savings of 150 million gallons of water. For Inside Energy, I'm Dan Boyce.
A bipartisan committee of state lawmakers studying water issues will back 3 water resolutions next legislative session. The committee voted on proposals last week. Benta Berkland has more.
One resolution would urge the federal government to give Colorado access to federal lands to make much-needed repairs on aging dams. Republican Representative Don Corum of Montrose says it's a big problem, especially on the Grand Mesa.
Our local foresters understand, but apparently at a higher level they do not.
Lawmakers will also move forward a resolution urging Congress to pass a Good Samaritan law to protect companies who help clean up abandoned mines. Lawmakers say right now the liability is too high and blocks companies from adding their expertise. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The fall weather will take a turn for colder this week. The National Weather Service predicts that a cold front coming in tonight will bring winds up to 40 miles per hour to the valleys, and up higher, gusts might reach 60 miles an hour. Temperatures will also drop to highs in the 40s. Substantial snowfall is expected around 9,000 feet and up. For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.